Hi, it's Sherry Ruskus, and welcome to another episode of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. And I am going to be sharing with you today, what if you were the new CEO of your business, right? So are you the new CEO for your business? And as I ask you that question, what comes over you? Just think about the emotions. Like, do you accept the role of CEO, chief executive officer? Or is it something you just go, no, I'm just the owner, or I'm just this, or I'm just that. But the CEO piece is really pretty important. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And the courage to be the CEO of your business. I want to share with you a quote from Michelangelo that I shared in this week's victory letter. That is, the greater danger for most of us isn't that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that our aim is too low and then we reach it. So if you're not finding yourself reaching high enough, maybe it's time to think about that in your role as CEO. And what I want to share with you today, there was a great book written by Deborah Benton called How to Think Like a CEO. And in it, she gives 22 traits to be the person on top. And I have loved this book. It's sat on my bookshelf for the last 20 some years. And I actually had a chance to interview Deborah a couple of years ago. And it was a delight. And we really went through those 22 traits, and I'm going to go through those with you today. And what we've done over on our website, if you go to businessvictories.com/CEO, businessvictories.com/CEO, you will find a PDF download. So if you want to pause this for a minute, go get that download. And what I want to do is take you through these 22 elements, and in it, have you look at where you are now, and as I talk about them, right where you're at now, and where you want to be with each of these 22 traits. All right, simple as that. That's what we're doing today. So let's jump right into it. And the very first thing may not surprise you is secure in self, right? It's that self-confidence piece. And where are you in your self-confidence, rating yourself from 1 to 10? 1 being, I'm not very confident at all. And 10 being, I am so confident, I can't stand it. So which is it for you? And then there's two sides to this, where you are today and where you'd like to be. So if this doesn't seem to matter to you as much, and some of these you might even want to rank it in the order, as I talked about in this week's victory letter as well, you know, as you look at all these, we can't eat the whole thing at once. So like maybe it's in the order that you want to get better, right? So that maybe secure in self is one of the very first things that I want to do, which I'd highly recommend. It, you know, it's a process getting secure in oneself and having courage, right? Courage, the more courage you have around things, the more confidence you have. That I know to be true, as I have done many things in my career that have indeed, I got more secure as I moved through it. Even doing things like these podcasts and videos, etc. The more I do it, the more you just go, hey, I'm doing it. I might mess up, but I'm doing it and I'm secure. So that's number one. Number two is that you are in control of your attitude. You know, our mind is a very busy place, and we've got to be able to get our attitude turned around, especially if we're leading others. We've got to be the rock. We've got to be the ones that they can turn to. So how's your attitude, and how can you, we all get bad things that happen in the course of the day. It's not the way you planned it. Things happen. World issues happen. Life issues happen. But how do you keep a good attitude, and what do you do to make sure that that happens? So rate yourself on that one. Tenacious is number three. How tenacious are you? How bold are you? Again, let's look at that courage piece, and how do you just go, yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to do that. So really being tenacious and doing things that are kind of stepping you out on the edge a bit. Number four is that you're continuously improving. You're listening to this podcast today because you're continuously improving yourself. I love to learn. I know that to be sure. And in my role as CEO of Business Victories, I am always learning. To be a good coach, I have to always learn. I can't say, you know what, I've been in business for 30 years, 30 plus years actually, and I know everything because I don't. And I learn from my clients, as a matter of fact. It's like there's so many things that we each get to learn every day if we have our eyes wide open. So how would you rate yourself on number four, continuously improving? And how much would you like to continue on? I see myself as a lifelong learner. I love going on to seminars as vacations, right? To put my vacation around a seminar because I get to learn in the process of relaxing. I love that. I don't know about you. Number five is being honest and ethical, which in today's world we could use a little bit more of. I'm just saying, but how honest and ethical are you in your practices every day? Do you find yourself even saying a few white lies that maybe you shouldn't be doing, and maybe shifting that around a little bit? Where would you say you are in that from 1 to 10? Number six, something I think we all could work on a little bit, and that's thinking before talking. And what really helps with that is listening better, I find, is that if I fully listen to someone before I respond, I usually the words that come out of my lips are much better words. So thinking before talking, how do you do that? And do you find yourself inserting your foot in your mouth a little too often? And if so, you know, looking at taking steps to change that. And again, I'm going to tell you, listening is one of the best things that you can do. Number seven is original ideas. Those who know me and have listened to this podcast know that I think creativity is one of the greatest skill sets we have as both entrepreneurs and CEOs, right? It's super important to have original ideas, to always be thinking of new ways and ways to do things, not only creatively, but organizationally. And so how do you do that? Do you have original ideas coming up a lot, or are you doing the same thing day after day after day after day? Number eight is publicly being modest. Now that might surprise you, as we talked with number three of being tenacious, but publicly being modest. What I have found is that most really successful, both entrepreneurs and CEOs, are very introverted. So that really works in the publicly modest. You're not being flamboyant, and it's, you know, you want the room to light up with you and you alone, but it's really holding back a little and letting other people shine. And what I have found along the way, when you let other people shine, you shine a little brighter as well. Number nine is being aware of your style. Now, as I say that and I look at the camera that's on, I kind of have a little bit of a hippie outfit on today, but it's my CEO hippie outfit that I have on, but that's part of my style, and that's who I am. And so what is your style? I started working with a stylist about 2 years ago, I want to say. And I've worked with a variety of different people, and it really is so much better than just going and just throwing on whatever I thought, because usually my taste isn't always the best. So being aware of your style and what your style that you want to possess. A CEO does not mean a three-piece suit unless you're working in a three-piece suit environment, which is becoming less and less, thank goodness, these days. So what is that? I remember I worked as a manager in a company at one point, and they wanted me to wear nylons every day. And that, I knew that was going to be a deal breaker towards the end, because yeah, it wasn't my style whatsoever. So what is your style and being aware of it? Number nine. Number 10 is being bold and a little wild. So how wild are you? And, again, you were playing this introverted, tenacious. Now we're talking about being bold and a little wild, but something that you are willing to step out again on that edge and really be bold. with your ideas and who you are and what you want your business to be, this business that you are the CEO of. Number 11 is humorous. We have got to have a sense of humor. And I love watching comedians along the lines of helping me to be funnier, right? Because it's good for each of us to be a little bit funny and to have a sense of humor, not taking everything so seriously every day, day in or day out. I actually find myself sometimes, if I'm having a super stressful day, I might throw an episode of Ellen on or something just to get me out of that, or someone I know who's going to make me laugh. Even picking up the phone with a friend or colleague that I know will make me laugh by the time I get off that phone. So I have actually lately with my kids and my sister and a few people been going on Snapchat, because you can create these little characters on Snapchat, and it gives me one of those belly laughs that totally puts me in a good mood. And so try that out. A little Snapchat character might be good, but really having a good sense of humor is number 11. We've got 10 more to go here, actually, what do we have more than that? Anyway, moving right along. Number 12 is being a tad theatrical. Drama. Having a little drama in your day never hurt. Good drama. So I find that sometimes that even when I'm doing videos or if I have to step up on a stage, that if there is that piece of theater that has to come into you. And so you kind of step out of yourself into this other part of yourself that is your theatrical self, and that you can really bring ideas to life a little better when you do it that way. So how are you in being a little theatrical? Number 13, and this is what I said this week in the victory letter, is the one thing that I'm going to really work on is being a little bit more detail-oriented. Over the course of the summer, I've had a fairly lighter than normal schedule because I've been wanting to think through some new ideas. So I've kind of let a few things slide. I'll just be totally transparent with you. So I need to get more detail oriented now that we're back into the thick of things here in September and moving into the last quarter of the year. So really getting my part of my CEO hat back on and being a lot more detail oriented. Number 14, good at your job and willing to what? What are you willing to do to make you really good at your job of CEO of your company? And I'll step back a second as I say that. And what's the difference between saying, I'm just the owner of this business, or yeah, you know, whatever, call me an owner, call me whatever. There's something about when you say that I am the chief executive officer of this company and the buck stops right here with me. I am the CEO of this company. And it's not to, you know, make yourself bigger than you are, or, you know, blow yourself up to be bigger than you are. It's just to really share the responsibility of the job of CEO and being this overseer of the company, overseeing your entrepreneurial self, overseeing your technician self, overseeing your manager self, and really being the one where the buck stops here and I'm paying attention to all the elements of the business because I know how important that is. So really being good at the job. Number 15 is a fighter for your people. You are the one that your people count on, and your people may be employees. They may be contract workers who work for you. They may be vendors who work for you, but they're the people who come together. They may be your customers, right? That you're really fighting. I mean, one of the things that I do in my work as a business coach is that I fight for my clients. Like, I am always finding good solutions for them, and they are my number one priority. And because at this point of the juncture of my particular business, that I don't have a big team, the biggest part of my team is my clients, and they're the ones who I am the fighter for, that I, again, am going to find solutions, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure they have the tools they need to be successful at what they do, that what they've hired me to do, I am doing for them. So be a fighter for your people. Number 16 is willing to admit your mistakes. Now, this can be extremely hard to do for some of you, and some of you it maybe not so much. We have seemed to have gotten into this blame game type of society right now. Let's just point the finger somewhere else and then I don't have to worry about it. But here's the bottom line. When you're the CEO of your own business, no matter how many people you blame, at the end of the day, you still have to look in the mirror at yourself. And you have to know whether you did your best job possible or not. And admit your mistakes. We're all human. We're not perfect. And the only way to fix a mistake is to admit the mistake, right? And to acknowledge it, to learn from it, right? It's one of the mastermind principles that we look at here in the Victory Circles is profiting from failure, because when you make a mistake, you go, wow, I made a mistake. I failed at this. Like, this didn't work out. And if you look at so many people who have gone on to greatness in their life, it's because they admitted, wow, I messed up. And you can look at people from the sports world to the business world, and you will see that happening over and over and over again. One that's just happening to pop into mind is Lance Armstrong, who we all know, you know, really sank down to lose the Tour de France medals and all of that and all the humiliation that he went through. But he's still going strong today, and he's still working in the biking world, and he's doing all kinds of great things. And so it didn't stop him. He, you know, learned what he needed to learn, and he moved forward. So I would ask you to admit to your mistakes and move forward. That's all we can do. Because again, each one of us are human, and perfection is pretty hard to come by. Number 17 is to be straightforward. Tell it like it is. You know, try not to beat around the bush. Like, we don't want to hurt people's feelings, but we also got to be pretty straightforward if something isn't working out, and letting people know that it's not working out, why it's not working out, and what we need to do moving forward to make that happen. I know that some of the greatest successes that I've had in my life is when I've had to swallow this little bit of nervousness, right, about telling somebody how it is and being straightforward and having it work out to be just really a great thing. So how good are you? Again, remember to be ranking these from 1 to 10. When it comes to being straightforward with other people, how are you? And maybe you're straightforward with some people and you're not straightforward with other people. So take a look at that and really look at how that plays out for you. And are there some people that you hold back on that you shouldn't be holding back on? This is both in your role as CEO of your business and maybe even in your personal life too, because it is good to be straightforward. I'm married to a New Yorker. He's a little too straightforward sometimes, but we find our balance. We sure do. With that, number 18 is to be nice, right? We can all use a little bit more niceness in this world. So how can you be more nice? Number 19 is to be inquisitive. Curiosity is a beautiful thing. And, you know, as we talked about having original ideas in number 7, being inquisitive is just that, curiosity and asking questions. I love asking questions. One of the things I love about this podcast, I've got somebody coming up next week who I actually interviewed right before I recorded this podcast, who just, I was so delighted with his story. Andrew Newman, who I'm going to be again sharing with you next week, who's done a great job as an author and writing these children's storybooks. Wait to hear the story. You'll love it. But, you know, what I love about this podcast is really that I get to interview people and be inquisitive and ask them questions about who they are and what they do and why they do it. And my work as a coach is really being inquisitive as well with my clients to find out what's really the thing that might be stopping them, where they think it might be their marketing or something that's big. It's just this little thing that has, you know, might be time management. It might be the self-confidence piece. It's really asking enough questions to really get to the answer. And whether it's with your employees, vendors, whatever, be inquisitive. Find out what's going on in their world and what's happening with them so that you can really have the best tools to work with them and for them. Number 20 is to be competitive. How competitive would you say you are? one of the things that I know in business, and sometimes I think, you know, I don't have to be that competitive. You know, I'm just, you know, whatever. I'm not like, sometimes we think of sports competitiveness, and I'm not a big sports person, but I am competitive when it comes to business, and I love, you know, inching out, or, you know, little things that you know, from knowing that I've gotten a market share, or that I've gotten a client that I've wanted to get for a very long time, that ended up coming to my business from another business, that kind of gets my fuels going. So you need to be competitive. Doesn't mean you have to be dog eat dog, but you do have to be competitive to really wear the CEO hat and do the best for your business to make sure that you're, you know, staying ahead of your competition. Here's you, here's your competition, and you're moving ahead. Number 21 is to be flexible. I don't have it in arm's reach. I was just looking. I don't. It's over on the other side of the room, so I won't get it. But one of the things that I have in my office to remind me to be flexible is a little Gumby doll. You know, grew up with Gumby. I'll date myself and say that. But the flexibility, right? Some days, like I was sharing before, we get up and we think the day's going to go one way, and it goes in a completely different direction. And if you look at successful CEOs, they go with the flow. They move, you know, you change the things that you can change, and then you know the things that can't not be changed today, or maybe even into tomorrow, but I'm going to be flexible and do what I need to do now, and then we'll move forward. So how flexible are you? And then finally, number 22 is to be a good storyteller. So and this is great because next week we have a great storyteller on this podcast, children's storyteller. But how do you tell the story of your business? One of the things that we do here in our marketing mastery program in Business Victories and in the Victory Circles is that we talk about your story, right? To be a good marketeer, you have to know your story. You have to know where your story is beginning, middle, and where you are presently with it, and know it inside out, upward, backward, tell stories about whatever is of importance to you. And so how good are you at telling a good story? How would you rank it from 1 to 10? And then how do you get better at telling good stories? Is telling more stories, right? So be sure to listen to next week's about some ideas with Andrew next week, because he's going to be telling stories. So that's the 22. Now I'm going to give you 3 extra bonus ones, right, that aren't in the very first one. That weren't in the book, How to Think Like a CEO. But these are 3 that I have found are very important as well. So we have this structure called our body. And so these 3 elements really help you with body, mind, and spirit. Number 1 is the food you eat every day. Yes, as a CEO, you need to make sure that you are, in fact, putting good food into your body. That, you know, that you are really, if you can work with a nutritionist, if you can work with someone. Interesting for me, a few years ago, I actually worked with a nutritionist, had a blood test done, found out I was allergic to all kinds of things, which was causing all kinds of things, because if we don't feel good, we're really not going to be as good as we could possibly be. So how are you with the food that you eat? Do you eat on a regular basis? Do you have pretty good balanced meals? A good green smoothie every day is really a great thing for us as CEOs. And looking at that, number 24 of these extra 3 bonuses is body movement, of getting up from your desk. Don't find yourself tied to your desk every day. Get up, walk, move around, have a good workout routine. This is one area that I definitely need to work on a little bit more. Sometimes I get real strong in it and then I kind of taper off. And right now I'm in a little bit of a taper off period, but I am working on building that back up again. And then finally, number 25 is to meditate. if you talk to, and I don't have the statistic right here in front of me, but a very high percentage of successful Fortune 500 CEOs meditate every day. I meditate every single day. I'm actually writing my next book is about this aspect. And one of the things that I will tell you, if you go, yeah, it's great, but I've tried to meditate. It doesn't work. I just can't sit still, especially if you have a strong entrepreneur inside of you. And you know, we all carry a little bit of ADD in us, as I do. It's finding a practice that you can do every morning, sun up, you know, whether you're on vacation or not. I meditate every single day. It's like this joy that I get every single morning that I get out of bed and head towards my, I call it morning momentum. Those of you who know me well know I talk about this a lot. And one of the things I'm going to offer to you right now is if you go to businessvictories.com/good morning, you will find our Morning Momentum program totally free. There's no cost to you. And I have laid out 21 days to looking at coming towards a meditation practice in a different way and not always focusing on the meditation piece of it, but it's a mindfulness practice. It's a quiet time. It's a time to really get inside your mind every morning. And with the stress and responsibilities that we have as a CEO, we need this more than anyone does. So if you have a gazillion excuses why that you have not, you can't do it, you haven't done it, and you don't want to do it, I would ask you to really, I bring this up last, but maybe it goes back up there with secure in self and give yourself, even if you start with 10 minutes every single morning, get up 10 minutes earlier. But I now get up an hour earlier every day. And it's so worth it. It is so worth it for me to do that. And sometimes I will spend 2 hours in this practice. I get into all kinds of things and I'll share that with you in the Morning Momentum practice. So that's it. That is what I wanted to share with you. You know, download this and really look at these skill sets. Again, if you go to businessvictories.com/CEO, if you haven't done it yet, download this list and really think about the things that I've talked about. Maybe play the podcast back over again in the certain areas that you are feeling like, what did she say about that again? And I'm here to assist you. So that concludes another episode of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. Get out there and be courageous. If you know of someone who could use this information, who's struggling in their business, you know, not able to put on that CEO hat on a regular basis, please share this podcast with them. And until next week, please remember to have the courage to be the difference. Take care. Bye-bye.